Got a quick question for you, Kat. This is from Jeremy Langdon, who says, I was wondering, is it true that the liver can grow back if you chop half of it off? Could that be the answer for the thousands of people who are waiting? We turn the population into liver donors.
Well, it is true that the liver grows back. It's pretty much the only organ in our bodies that has this amazing regenerative potential. You can pretty much cut away half of someone's liver and it will grow back again. It does sound like a fantastic idea for transplant patients, but sadly, you'll still have the problem of tissue rejection, so you'd have to very, very carefully match it. Some people do offer to act as living donors. You know, you can donate kidneys, you can donate livers to people you're very closely related to, because you're likely to have a very similar tissue type. But obviously, trying to remove part of someone's liver is pretty major surgery, and it's not something that you'd want to go into lightly. So really, the problem of the thousands of people waiting for transplants is really to get more people to sign up for the organ donor register, I'd say.
Sure. I think another problem with the liver is, I hear what you're saying, but another issue with it is that if you do take away a big chunk of the liver, then although the cells might have the capacity to replace lost cells and make up the cell numbers, there won't be the architecture, the structure there for the cells to hang around, in other words, to be strung from, in order to make a new liver. So although you could make the cells back, you couldn't necessarily make the same shape and the same structure, so it would be very difficult for it to repair itself like that. So I think there's more to it than
it will grow back. The liver will actually grow back in a couple of weeks after removing it. It's really phenomenal. In the case of cancer patients, you can remove sort of 50-60% of someone's liver and it will grow back.
Wow, that's a relief, isn't it?